Well, good evening and welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we come to you on BBS Radio every Tuesday night. It's a happy new day for you folks on the East Coast and 9 o'clock Pacific. We're here in Hawaii at 6 p.m. And gee whiz, Sherry, it's been, another great week. We've had a lot of wonderful things happen. Before we tell you about it and introduce our special guest tonight, let's thank our sponsors for tonight, besides Asheville Magazine. Thanks for Asheville's support for bringing you news features regarding holistic health and health sciences, that articles and metaphysics as well. Asheville is one of the leaders in that area. So AshevilleMagazine.com, thank you.
Yes, and we want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for your amazing, amazing products, keeping people healthy throughout the year, especially OxySilver. And if you haven't tried Liquid Dennis, definitely try both of those products. They're amazing. Also, if you want to partner with us, join HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. And we also have a radio station now and a record company, 528records.com, where you can transpose your music into the 528 frequency of love and healing, and also our radio site, which is 528radio.com. Now, if you are a musician, you can upload your music to 528records.com, and we are the only record company that does this. We offer 60% royalties for anybody who donates for your music. So it becomes part of our music library, so you get heard out there, and your music is actually transpose into the 528 frequency of love. That is remastered automatically on the spot, and everybody can listen to your music. You won't actually hear a difference, but you'll feel a difference, and it's an amazing one.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's most important, too, for musicians out there who are making wonderful works. One of the benefits I want to emphasize is that the remastering, of course, it's your work as an artist. It's your copyright material, and that the blessing is that we remaster it for you at no charge, so that you then have a brand new virtual album that is associated with the generating the 528 frequency, which is associated with the reason grass is green. The botanical world celebrates that love frequency, greenish yellow. It's a heart chakra energy, and it's really a magnificent resonance frequency for bringing about miracles. In fact, it is the original mi note in the solfeggio musical scale. It's do, re, mi, stands for miracles, mira gestorum in Latin and miracles in English. And so the power of 528, the powerful 528 love revolution that's now advancing, snowballing in the music industry, and we're very, very humbled and thankful for being able to bring you 528 Radio Network. And there are up on that station right now, 528radio.com, there are now 7 stations that are broadcasting in various genres, and will be, I pray, soon adding the 8th. We're very thankful that we have the sponsors. I was saying that we're very thankful for HealthyWorldStore.com, where we have actually, for the subject of tonight's wonderful conversation about 528 hertz frequency being the heart of your heart. It's really the heart of everything. It's the reason grass is green. It's the reason why we've got oxygenating love virtually in every oxygen molecule coming from chlorophyll in plants. It's the reason why the rainbow's center is greenish yellow. It's the reason that the heart of the sun likewise resonates that heart of the rainbow, as well as the 528 hertz frequency of sound. And it's really then reflecting what's in God's heart, which is love, which is in your heart. And so that's what the beauty of 528 really is. And if you put that frequency, as we'll talk about tonight with Debbie, you put that frequency into everything, and you've got everything transforming in love and sustainability optimally. So anyway, Sherry, why don't you welcome and introduce our guest, and we'll get started with this wonderful show dedicated to 528.
Well, Debbie's on the line, and she's a sound healing expert. She's going to talk to you. She was actually an RN. That's her background. She came from a nursing background, and she's been working with these healing modalities now for a while. And she's calling in from England, so long distance, very early in the morning over there. And welcome to the Insight Hour, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, good morning to you, and thank you so much for having me on. I'm very good, thank you.
So tell everybody a little bit about your experience with working in 528 Healing and what you do with the forks. I know you have a booklet out, How to Fork Yourself, right? I love that.
Yeah, actually, that would be a great place to start. Why don't you tell us what prompted you to write the book and a little bit about your own background that inspired you to do a book called Fork Yourself,
How to Fork Yourself,
and what your experience is in sound healing. Debbie, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I became very, very poorly myself with Emily and was housebound and bedbound. I just looked for lots and lots of different modalities. Initially, I found EFT, and then I found sound, or it found me. And soon I found that the Solfeggio, of which 528 is one, basically just did something to my body, unlocked something within my body. So as a nurse, I know how to research. So I went out there and I just researched everything. And I found that there wasn't anything that was simple. And the thing with sound healing and vibrational energy healing, it is really, really simple.
Debbie, one second. Can I ask you to talk a little bit closer to the mic, because we're having a hard time hearing you. You sound very far away, and I want everybody to hear your beautiful voice and what you have to say.
Okay, is that any better? Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay, let me just see how close I can get. Okay, there we go. Is that any better?
Yes.
I'm about 2 inches from my PC right now.
Yeah, sometimes we have to go there.
So what I found was there was nothing simple out there, and sound healing, in essence, vibrational healing, especially using the 528, is such a simple healing tool. So I embarked on an 18-month research project, and the book How to Fork Yourself, A Guide to Self-Healing Using Tuning Forks, was the end result. And it's a small book, and I wanted it so that people that were 12 or 90 could actually read this book, pick up a tuning fork or forks, and just start to, you know, raise their own internal vibrational frequency. And by doing that, they can enjoy better health of, you know, mind, body, spirit, and soul.
And you teach this, don't you?
I do. As a nurse, I had a teaching qualification, and I was able to create a course, and I do workshops. And I think today I've probably taken through about hundreds of people, literally. And the results I have seen using, in essence, the OM, which is the Mother Earth frequency, plus the 528, they are a beautiful marriage together. People literally are becoming symptom-free of so many things. And I'm very careful not to say cured, but I can say symptom-free of things like ME. Some symptoms of cancer are dissolved, fibromyalgia, arthritis, any acute or chronic conditions can be helped in such a great way by raising your own vibrational frequency using the 528. And as I said, I use the OM as well, because in essence that's what we are. You know, we are Mother Earth, and we are 528 in every single cell of our body.
Yes, that is absolutely true. And for people who don't understand, let me just give you a little bit of background. Your DNA is actually swimming. It's actually a circle. You know, you've seen it in pieces. They've cut up pieces and they've examined it under microscopes, and they show you pictures of pieces of DNA. But it's actually a circle. And that circle, DNA, is actually vibrating in what's called the perfect circle of sound. There's 9 core creative frequencies to the universe. And we laid that out not only in the book of 528, but we started to explain that and expose that in the book called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse with Dr. Joseph Paleo back in 1998. He and I published that initial book that started this whole concept of music being the creative force as well as the healing capability of the universe. And so there's 9 core creative frequencies, and the original musical scale is part of those 9. There's 6 original notes. There's 3 that it starts, used to be called ut, re, mi, and then fa, sol, la. Today it's called do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, thanks to the Sound of Music. But the ut, re, mi, the third note, mi, stands for miragistorum in Latin and miracles in English. So it's the miracle note of the universe, 528, that we're dealing with here, and that this beautiful revelation that it's the heart of the musical mathematical matrix of creation. So it's the heart of God's heart, and when God creates through the spoken word, which is sound, as in the Bible metaphor, he said, let there be light. He actually sang, let there be light. And what did he sing it to that relates to your own DNA? He sang it to the water. He sang it. In fact, in Genesis 1:1-1:2, you see that water is actually part of the triune God. That is, before there was the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit concept, there was the Creator and the water. And then in Genesis 1:2, the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water, into which the word sound, frequency, simple mathematical frequencies, was spoken, let there be light, and out popped the sun. So the concept that water, which is about 80% of your own body, is literally God. It's liquefied creator, and it has the creator's capacity to transmit love for sustainability optimally, and longevity optimally, and miraculous manifestations within your own body through this concept that DNA is actually an antenna for every single cell in your body. And that is what Debbie just said, that every single cell is resonating, and that what causes that resonance within your cells, primarily besides the water, is this circle of genetic material that acts like an antenna that receives and then transmits the sound of love. And then that's literally what then manifests. In fact, in the scientific world, it's called upregulation, where you have the sound and light, photons and phonons, for intercellular communications and cellular upregulation, meaning that it manifests in physical reality. The 528 frequency is received and transmitted in sound and light signals to miraculously manifest your cells, cell walls, all of the organelle, and then the intercellular fluids and spaces that the water and the frequency transmits through is, of course, through this liquid crystal superconductor, God, water, within your own body. And so that's how liquid crystals, just like in what we're listening to right now, is silicon chips in our computers, they have the capacity to store and transmit frequencies of energy and intelligence. And that intelligence is used, that divine intelligence is used in this case, to transmit this thing called pure tone love for the miraculous manifestation of the divine frequency vibrations giving rise to you. So that's a little bit of background.
So tell me. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I thought I'd lost you for a second. Yeah, thank you. That's brilliant, because I've read sort of some of your work, and it's lovely to actually hear your work spoken with such passion as well, because I work very, very passionately with the 528 frequency and the main Syphegeo set as well. And in essence, what I find it does in real terms and in simple terms is that it can literally clear and cleanse emotional stuckness or emotional debris, literally from the cell patterns, because as the light comes in, as we know, dense energy cannot live in the light. And it's just been miraculous. If people look at the website I have, there are many testimonials of just people. One of the things I've found recently is people that are hard of hearing, and in actual fact, somebody that was actually deaf actually heard the sound. Now, that kind of blew me away from a nurse perspective, because this particular person didn't have the apparatus to hear. And she has written a testimonial on the website about how the 528, actually, she could hear the sound. And other people are going to their audiologists and finding that their hearing is improving. So I think we've literally just touched the tip of what this 528 and the Zephegio frequency actually can achieve for mankind at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you know that, like, and let's talk a little bit about the frequencies that sometimes people try to push. I mean, you're aware of that, like the 432 hertz. So what is your response to them, Debbie?
Well, I mean, I don't really know enough. I'm not a musician in any shape or form. I'm somebody that works with energetic vibrational frequencies. When I've heard these other frequencies, I cannot feel it within me. And I think with sound healing, people will feel it within them as to the response that their body gives.
Exactly, exactly, Debbie. And that's exactly what we tell people. We say, why would these people be putting down 528? You know, if they like 432 and it works for them, then God bless them. Nobody should knock anybody's frequency. We feel that 528 works for us. Debbie finds really good things in 528, and she uses it in her healing modality. And if you find that 432 works for you, then God bless you out there. But the people out there that are knocking, you know, other frequencies, they have to be questioned. Why would they do that? And we discussed that a little bit earlier in regards to, like, people just wanting to take out frequencies that are doing really good for people, maybe, or that, you know, because what does 528 represent? Love. And if you're not on this planet for love, you're for hate. And that's not what we're here for. We know what we're on this planet for. We're here to just spread love and to teach people and enlighten them to the truth that you don't need pharmaceuticals for healing. And Debbie can tell you, she healed herself. She was terribly ill and healed herself without taking pharmaceuticals. And she comes from a nursing background.
Yeah, well, actually, I've stopped nursing now. I've given up actually a really good salary to try and kind of spread the word of these amazing healing frequencies. And, you know, if what I can see is how somebody walks in the room at the start of a workshop or a course, and how they leave. Now, nobody can dispute that fact. What's going on biologically, physiologically, I can't explain. But what I can see is that smile, that glow, that passion for life that has been reignited in these sort of people that maybe they felt there was no hope. Many people have said these frequencies have changed their lives. And I know for me in particular, it really has changed mine. I feel complete. I don't carry the energy patterns that some people carry throughout their life. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm really glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. And it is just a joy. And I can only put it down to the fact that my vibrational energy is actually co-creating with love, with the divine, with God. And yeah, I have a joy de vivre.
You know, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Let me explain to those people who are listening that you're actually totally telling the truth, and I'm going to give you an explanation of how it happens. So if you understand that there's only 9 numbers in the universe, 1 through 9. 10 is a man-made concept. 0 was a placeholder for decimal system. 1 through 9 is it. And like I said, there's 9 core creative frequencies, of which love is the heart of, along with what's called Fa, Do-Re-Mi-Fa, family Torum. It's the family, the divine family. So at the heart of the original solfeggio, the heart of the original musical scale, you have a divine family, the miracle family. And so that's the Mi-Fa notes. And those notes are harmonious. And on top of that, you have to understand that that's what God created. And that's got what God wants is, you know, his, her family to come forward to be optimally blessed. The technology to do that is likewise the same technology of frequency. And so when you talk about the heart of the rainbow and the heart of the sun and the heart of your heart being 528, and you understand that's, for example, a clear channel broadcast of divine, miraculous healing and sustainability, and you understand it's just like a radio. When you don't turn to the right station, you get static. Or you could be listening, let's say, to 99.6 on your dial, and if you then suddenly turn to 99.7, that's 1/10 of a hertz difference, you get static instead of the music. If you understand that concept, then it's a simple understanding to tune in or tune up in the world of music from what's called standard tuning of A440, which was set by the Rockefeller Foundation from military weapons research and how to target populations for mass hysteria and psychotronic warfare to suppress humanity's spirituality optimally, technologically, vibrationally, through the music. And then you begin to understand that if you tune up to A444, then your C note, which is the beginning of the musical scale, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, that's the octave. That's the standard octave in music in the Western world. And when you understand that when you tune your instrument, you begin to tune with the C note. You go C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Now, if you understand that you can tune right into the clear channel broadcast of love, and you can make your C note be to be engaged with that frequency and that scale in harmony with 528. And so that's really what happens when you tune to A444. You go up from A440. 4 hertz up brings you to A444. Again, that's 40 times the difference from when you go in a radio channel from 99.6, like say, to 99.7, hear the static, that's only 1/10 of a hertz. 40 times that you go up to A444 from A440, and then you get to C528, and that's now the heart of God, the heart of the rainbow, the heart of the universe, the heart of your heart. And that literally puts you phase locked. It's called phase locking in the world of physics. In the world of music and vocal performance, it's called registered voice. You know, when you see a performing artist, somebody who's like very famous and magnificent, like Ray Charles. Here is a blind man who, as he plays music and he sings, his whole body rocks. He's engaged fully, completely. He is what's called in resonant harmony, or his voice is registered and his body is actually channeling what is in his heart in love. And every great musician and vocalist will tell you, when they're composing and performing, that's where they go. It's like in the world of religion, it's an anointing. They're into that frequency, that resonance, that harmony with divinity. And so that's divine human communion maximally. And that performance then becomes medicinal, it becomes healing, it becomes miraculous. And that's what Debbie's talking about. You begin to realize that when you are in sync, when you then phase lock in the world of love, it can't do anything but heal you and uplift you and sustain you. And it literally blows out any dissonant energy, any distress or mind, ego, fear. Because you see, the heart is the center of faith, of joy, of love, and of bravery. And those values that are essential for us to have a better world and leave our world better for our children and our children's children, that can optimally be prepared and then transmitted by literally singing in harmony with love and divinity. That's why it's transformational. Thank you. Debbie, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I absolutely resonate completely with everything there. And what I sense as well is another really interesting thing is we're kind of bombarded with electromagnetic energy, Wi-Fi. You know, I can be in a field. I live in a very rural place in Cornwall in England, and I can be in a field and still receive email and et cetera. And so I know that there are so many electromagnetic things going on. If you step into a big store with the lights, you can come out and you think, how am I feeling like this? I feel really strange. And generally what I do carry my 528 and my arm in my handbag. So I do sit in the car then and do the forking. And what I find is it actually just re-centralizes, almost just, you know, gets rid of any those sort of electromagnetic add-ons, if you like, that have attached itself to my aura and my energy field, because that's what, you know, we are one big walking energy field, and it's actually important to get the right energy field to live in harmony, you know, on the planet today. And working with these frequencies, not just on a human basis, I've, you know, worked with many, you know, people, but also plants and animals. And I really would like to share this with you and your listeners, is I was in the Chalice Well, which is at Glastonbury in the UK, and I was just showing the energy of something, and I used dowsing to show people the energy of things. And I picked up a leaf that basically was brown and wrinkled, and the pendulum went counterclockwise. And I just thought, oh, I'll just see what happens. And so I used the 528 frequency, a clockwise position, motion with this, in essence, dead leaf. And before my eyes, before the lady that I was with, that was totally, you know, she hadn't had any experience of 528. Actually, before our eyes, the leaf started having green spots again. Now, from that scientific viewpoint, because I always look at the logic first, that is my upbringing, I assume that the chlorophyll wasn't quite finished in that leaf itself. So what we can safely, well, what I can safely say is, on some level, for that DNA, the DNA for the love fork, the 528 frequency, reactivated within that leaf what hadn't quite finished. I mean, the leaf didn't go green, obviously. That would have been a literal miracle. However, what we did have is we had green spots. So I kept the leaf, and I do use that in my teaching, because it's amazing that this isn't just about us as humans. This is about the whole of the planet and the universe. I take the frequency to sacred sites. I heal plants with it. And that would be a good experiment for people to do, is one plant use the 528 energy and one plant maybe use something else. And what you will see is it will thrive. The 528 tuning fork is amazing first aid fork. if you stem that tuning fork on a bite, on a wound, cover the wound, stem it, you'll find it will accelerate the healing. Like I've got a degree in tissue viability. Even I cannot explain the advanced healing that this graduate will do. So I just thought that would be that's a really good thing for me to share. Is it is an amazing first aid tool for your own physical body. Any aches and pains as well, just pop the stem of the tuning fork onto a joint, and very, very quickly you will find the pain will dissipate. Everything I'm telling you tonight is experimental and it is subjective, but hundreds and hundreds of people now are coming up with the same information for me. So this isn't coming from me, this is coming from other people. And it is just such a joy to have been commissioned to take this, you know, out to the masses, if you like. So yeah, it's just a pleasure.
You know, it's really also reflecting what we do, what you shared about the tuning fork and taking it with you in your pocketbook. We do the same thing. We have one in our car, and whenever we get stressed out or vibed by dissonance, we'll take out the tuning fork and it instantaneously shifts all the energy back into love and harmony. And we have our colleagues in Israel that likewise, they take their forks around town and they commonly come upon people who are arguing in the streets, and they pull out their forks and they play them and they walk around the people. Now, of course, the oddity of that breaks up the pattern of feuding. But what happens beyond that is that it sends a resonant energy right into their hearts, and it puts them right back into the space of harmony for social interactions. And that really is a blessing. And so we totally agree with you. We think that this is the best of the best on the planet and that it has the capacity to transform and heal everything, just like John Lennon, who unfortunately was assassinated, that as a peace activist who was also playing music in 528, believe it or not, folks, it's been already proven. And interestingly enough, a lot of the YouTubes, the Google and YouTube videos that were up on Lennon having played in 528 have been pulled off since we started to talk about this. And so at any rate, it's very, very powerful, and it's not consistent with the misdirection and abuse of people and animals and the environment. It is about harmony, peace, longevity, and sustainability optimally, and that's really what we're doing. The other thing that you mentioned with regard to wound healing, that is wonderful. And you're about the third person who I've talked to who've stated that and observed that happening clinically. That's very, very important because, again, you can take this technology, and I'm sure you're doing that to some extent into the hospitals and the nursing homes, and there's just such an opportunity there to uplift the patient populations to help advance healing. And that what we did also is if you go to 528orgongenerators.com, that's 528orgone orgongenerators.com, you'll see the technology of the 528 tuning fork stands, whereby we use the magnetics and the natural crystals, as well as gemstones, as well as spiraling copper wire with magnets to facilitate the infusion optimally of the electrons of energy that are carrying with it the 528 frequency that prompts that hastened wound healing. So it's just terrific what you're saying, Debbie, and we thank you so much for being with us tonight.
I also want to point out that frequencies in general are very dangerous to the pharmaceutical companies because of the power in frequencies. There, you know, frequencies are amazing for healing. And this is a way for, you know, because frequency machines generally cost a lot of money, they're illegal, and they're hard to obtain. this is an inexpensive way for an individual with not a lot of money who can really utilize frequencies with the 528 tuning fork in healing. And if you want to research it, you can go online and do and look at how powerful frequencies are for curing diseases and for curing stress and for utilizing them in healing for healing purposes. So if you did your own research, and a lot of people out there, I'm talking to the general public who has family and friends that don't realize how very powerful frequencies are, and that 528, with this 528 tuning fork, how you can utilize it for your own healing and helping others heal. It's just an amazing tool to have. It's like everybody should have a tuning fork, and you can use it in the bathtub. You can use it anywhere, basically. Anywhere you feel the need, and it's very simple. It's light. You can carry it anywhere. And again, if you do your research on frequencies, you'll find out how powerful they are for healing purposes. And lots of people don't know that. They're still taking drugs, which you don't need to take drugs.
You know, I want to, again, thank, first of all, I was remiss. I want to thank Verato from AshevilleMagazine.com, who is planning to be with us tonight. He'll be with us. We'll plan him for another evening. But I want to acknowledge Asheville Magazine for bringing this kind of understanding in terms of natural healing to us. So AshevilleMagazine.com is a sponsor of this program, of the Inside Hour. And also, if you want to get these tuning forks, go to HealthyWorldStore.com. And they also have the tuning fork stands that I mentioned. The Orgon generators are at HealthyWorldStore.com. And it is a wonderful resource for these kinds of advanced natural healing technologies.
And actually, Debbie has a store, too, that people can go to as well. Debbie, what is your website out there?
Yeah, my website is Suara, which is Suara, soundhealing.com. And on that, you'll find a lot of free information about the research I've done over the past 18 months. And it just makes it simple. And I'd just like to share, I do have a little link on there, and I've actually had the tuning fork healing using 528 filmed by something called A New Energy Vision by a friend of mine called Carol Pierce. Now, what we did is we actually filmed a whole healing session. And this lady that you'll see in the clip, she has been working with cancer and trying to all sorts of modalities with cancer for 4 years. Now, what you'll see when you look at the footage is at the back, you'll see lots of color and lots of energy. But what you'll see at the back is as I am taking out, so by taking out, what I mean is you actually use it with the body in a counterclockwise motion. You will see that there will become sort of an energy denseness, as in a kind of colour, which is actually in this case red. Now, as I'm putting back in, because obviously you can take back out, you must put back in, you will see the colour actually just go. The denseness of the colour goes, and it is replaced by, first of all, it's like a violet, magenta, and in the end we have blues and we have greens, which is what you said in the beginning then about the colours of the rainbow. We have to me, it's like the lady on there she became back to her own core strength, and she crawled on the bed, literally, and she literally skipped out after. Now, that was a 45-minute healing. You only see about 4 minutes of it on YouTube, but actually, as a sort of facilitator and a teacher, I was able to see what I know and what I hear that the sound healing does, that I was actually able to see it. So that's actually really worth a look if you're interested in how, or just seeing how vibrational energy can work and shift. And I just wanted to ask something quickly. Is the beauty of the 528 tuning fork is that you become self-empowered with your own healing journey. there are many people out there that want people to do their healing for them. Now, those people, the chances are it's not going to work for them. So by taking your own health into your own hands, by working with your own energy field, by doing this as a daily practice, I do this every day, and I say to people, you would not clean your teeth. You would always clean your teeth, otherwise your teeth would rot and fall out. So it stands to reason that if you use the 5-8 frequency within your own energy field, your aura, your chakra system, then you are going to create better health within and obviously without, because you'll be just shining and glowing as you're kind of set about your daily task. So that's the biggest thing for me, is the teaching and the self-empowerment. For the price of one treatment, you can actually purchase the tuning fork, whether it's from the site that you have, Len and Cherry, or my site, or whatever. Just have one in your house. Support your children and your animals and the plants and the sacred sites and the water. Send the water of your glass. You'll never need to buy bottled water again. It's just incredible what this 5-8, and you can feel the passion in my voice, because it's something that I am absolutely hell bent on getting out there, that this is something that will revolutionise health. As I said to you then, I don't nurse any longer, but yes, if we could get clinical trials going so that we could see the aspects, but again, you know, it's not cost effective for drug companies. You know, once you buy a tuning fork, you teach somebody how to use it and they heal, it's not going to be a money spinner for a lot of these dressing companies. So interesting there.
We also encourage everybody who does have a tuning fork to get your book titled How to Fork Yourself, A Guide to Tuning Fork Sound Therapy.
Love that title, How to Fork Yourself. You know, there's been a group of people that have been harassing us and libeling us, smearing us, and trying to suppress this magnificent truth on behalf of the big pharma, the pharmaceutical cartel that wants to keep people addicted to these hideously toxic drugs. And you can appreciate that that's what they would invest in. I mean, they've got more money than you can imagine. And the fact is that they're trying to secure their turf. You know, it's really competition. It's commercial competition and monopolization and the anti-monopoly laws. It's called the Sherman Antitrust Act in the United States, as well as the Lanham Act, where you're not supposed to be the adversaries to competition, to free competition. But that's what these people do. They're hired to degrade some people in natural healing, yours truly and Sherry for sure, and that they're doing that because of the concept of what Debbie's talking about. If you explain to people and then demonstrate to people how simple natural healing can be through using God's technology of love and the frequency of 528 and simple tuning forks or technologies that can administer this blessing, then gee whiz, they stand a huge chance of going down. And that's what we're committed to, actually, because, you know, humanity's freedom rests with the understanding that love is the universal healer. And the freedom that we need in terms of, like, the truth that shall set us free heralds this 528 frequency. It's the most important of all the secreted revelations that need to come out and be heralded now is love. It's pure love, because there's no other way to heal the planet and each other and sustain ourselves without that most important message. That was Jesus's message. It's fundamental to Christianity, to Islam, to Judaism, and also to Hinduism. And, you know, this is where, and Buddhism, it's fundamental, and it's so simple when you understand the science, the physics, the underlying mathematics by which nine notes create everything. And the most important is this one called 528 love. So I understand, Debbie, you've had some experience with other frequencies, and there's a band of people out there that are claiming that 528 is not good for your health and it's demonic, they say. They're really Looney Tunes. What have you seen in that area?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I've only ever had one comment, and that was something about a 729 frequency, and that the 528 was damaging. So I actually just looked at the source of what where that came from, and it was, to me, there was no substance whatsoever. So I just send that person some light, and I just hope that, you know, one day they may need the 528, you know, for their own health. To come through. So I think, you know, just to pick up on about all the people that are spending all the money trying to discredit 528 and natural healing, you imagine if they put their efforts and their money into going along with natural healing and natural frequency healing, what an amazing planet we actually would have then. So, you know, that would just be something incredible. And people just, the thing is that people will always find the right frequency. People will find you and Sherry and me and whoever else is doing this. The right people will always find us, because it's almost like we're all meeting up again on some level, or some ancient knowledge level that is locked deep within our DNA source from God, from the divine. And we are being shown people. I mean, I've spoken Sherry tonight, and today your time, and so what an amazing reconnection that we just had, talking about this amazing tool of frequency and love within sort of 8 hours of knowing each other. And this is what's happening: we are finding each other again, and 528 and the studio frequencies are that catalyst. So, you know, when people are talking about sabotage and trying to discredit people, just send them love, send them the light, and just say, do you know what, one day you're going to need this, and perhaps, you know, you can come to me then.
Well, that's beautiful. That's very, very sweet, and that's also very wise. And it also shows that you actually practice what you preach with the 528. You're sending yourself a lot of love, because that's where the wisdom is as well.
Exactly. You're a beautiful person, Debbie, and we feel blessed to have met you. And thank you so much, I mean, for coming on the show tonight and talk about all of your amazing healing and your knowledge and everything. And we just appreciate you so much.
Yeah, one more time, give everybody your website so that they can also support you.
Thank you so much. And I have to say, I am so blessed to reconnect with you both on this level. And it is a wonderful time to share with, you know, people across the ocean. So my website is www.suara, now that is spelled S-U-A-R-A, suarasoundhealing.com. And it is my absolute pleasure to empower and enable anybody that wants to contact me via the UK or wherever, globally. This is my mission. I understand everybody needs to have a 528 in their handbag, their chair, or in their car.
Well, we completely agree. As a matter of fact, we're going to be taking on your book in healthyworldstore.com shortly, I understand from Sherry. So we'll be in touch, and thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much indeed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was terrific. What a wonderful, wonderful connection that is, Sherry, and that's true. There's so many people that are reconnecting and understanding that there's a 528 love revolution that is happening that is fantastic, and it's really what, you know, it's the essence of what we're living for at this point, because there's no better game in town, if you will. There's no other greater purpose in life but to spread love and the technology to manifest it most powerfully. So it's really a great time to be alive.
It is. It is. And it's a great time to also get knowledge about all these great remedies out there and realize that you don't need these medical DDs to administer these drugs and these chemotherapies to you that are killing you and your family. I mean, there's so many great
outlets out there where you can get this knowledge. I mean, the internet's at your fingertips. You have radio programs like this. You have books like Dr. Horowitz. I mean, there's so much knowledge out there for you to really gain the understanding of your choices, that you aren't stuck with what your ancestors believed in as far as going to the doctor for every, taking a pill for every ill, going to the doctor for every ache and pain. You don't need that. There are other alternatives out there, and you don't need to intoxicate yourself with pharmaceutical drugs. And that's why we've been attacked so heavily, is because we are really out there enlightening people to this truth, to the reality that, yes, you can heal your own self. You don't need to take drugs, and you can really live a very, very healthy, happy life without doing any of that. Just like Dr. Horowitz says, read the book, Healing Celebrations. Do the 5 steps. Anybody that has a disease, anybody that has a sickness, an illness, you can cure yourself. But you have to understand that it's going to start with some basics, like your good drinking water, pH-8-adjusted drinking water with lemon in it to alkaline it. And I mean, that's really important that you put the lemon in your water. I know that seems like an easy thing and it seems like it's not a big deal, but it is. And it can really change the pH in your water. And also,
and that's because it has a lot of calcium. So even though it's an acid fruit, like the oranges, lemons, limes are acid fruits, they have a lot of calcium. And that calcium, when it goes into water, buffers the water because it turns to calcium hydroxide. So it's a buffer.
And you know, just realizing you're made of water, that you're just actually, you know, replenishing more of what you need, what your body's made out of. And also, water is part of the triune God, like we always talk about. It's written in the Bible. You know, what is the real purpose of water? How it keeps us alive, and every living thing needs water.
Why do you think Jesus went to John the Baptist to begin his crusade for love, and called Christianity today? And you went for the baptism because that's where the power is. The Holy Spirit power comes through the water. And the more you can get yourself baptized, that was a great point you made, Sherry, about taking your 528 tuning fork into your bathtub. That's what one of the reasons I designed the Oregon Generator tuning fork holder to be actually placed next to the bathtub to hold the tuning fork. And you can strike the tuning fork against the rubber ring on the Oregon generator without marring your bathtub or the tuning fork. And then you can then put the base into the bathtub. Now you've resonated your entire bath water with the love frequency 528. So it becomes a baptism pool, not just a bathtub. So these are the kinds of things that we do, that we encourage you to do. And we believe that it's part of the 528 love revolution that is ultimately going to not just shift the paradigm, but shatter the paradigm. The paradigm of constraint, of restriction, of disease and manipulation is being shattered by the truth that shall set us free about the frequency of love. So I guess we're almost out of time. I think we started a little bit late because of the technical problems today, but we want to thank everybody for joining us on the Insight Hour. And we're going to look forward to speaking with you again next week on the bbsradio.com network. And we come to you 9 o'clock Pacific. That's midnight on the East Coast. And Hawaii, we're at 6 p.m. when we begin. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, and have a great week. We'll see you next week. It's going to be the same time. That's Tuesday night. It's 9 p.m. Pacific, yeah, 6 p.m. in Hawaii, at midnight on the East Coast.
And I basically also want to, again, reiterate, if you'd like to sustain us, help us to advance this wonderful knowledge, do be a sustaining supporter of 528radio.com. Listen to the music, as well as support us by buying whatever. We've got so many great products on healthyworldstore.com, and your purchases literally sustain us. They pay our bills, and we can't expand. For example, we can't purchase right now. We're still raising money to purchase the servers that we need to expand to additional radio stations on the 528 radio network. So if you know somebody that wants to donate, let's say $2,500, excuse me. I wouldn't mind $25,000, but we need about $2,800 right now to buy ourselves another server for another year to be able to upload and play
and with additional radio stations, the 528 frequencies.
Right.
Our goal is to have the 528 music being played in every genre. Right now there's 528 classic rock, 528 Motown, 528 Christian radio. There's 528 jazz, and so we're and 528 ecstatic music and disco. So we've got a wonderful lineup already, but we really want to expand in every single genre of music, and we need your help. So whatever you can support us with by your own purchases, also becoming a partner with us on healthyworldaffiliates.com. It is truly appreciated from the bottom of our hearts. God bless you. We'll talk with you again next week on the Inside Hour.
Good night, and God bless you.